Hello and welcome to Parking Thought. I'm Jacob and I'm glad you're here today. This episode's being recorded a little differently. It's essentially a video. I wanted to try to see what it's like to use the camera, and the weather's getting good out here, so instead of some background from the house, I decided to go outside. You may hear a little bit of road noise. It's still early on a Saturday morning, but it's a quiet neighborhood, not a whole lot of cars going by. So this video message is really designed for one person out there in the internet, and that is Elle Marquez. I'll tag her in it when I post this. She'll get notified on Twitter, and then she can watch this later on. The rest of you guys can just listen. And the reason we're doing it this way is because, it's my podcast. This is what I felt like sharing today. Elle introduced me to the hashtag, It's Okay to Be New. And I kind of make fun of the hashtag sort of thing because I think it's overused, but I also think it's just kind of a way to sort of casually throw out a piece of language. What that philosophy, though, does for those of you guys who haven't been long-term listeners or you're new to the show, is that philosophy is you get stretched into some new area, and that uncomfortable feeling that's associated with it, that feeling, we've given it a name, and that's what that name is, the it's okay to be new, right? That uncomfortable feeling is the point where you need to say, it's okay to be new. I can deal with that uncomfortable feeling. I'm learning something, I'm stretching. Now, as a project manager, I'm constantly bringing solutions to people, some of which they want and some of which they don't necessarily buy into yet because the solution hasn't given them the value that they're expecting. And so, I'm constantly, one way or the other, pulling people into and stretching them into that it's okay to be new zone. And I found this really resonates with folks. We don't berate them for learning. We want to celebrate when they learn. Learning is a journey, and we're here to we're engaging that as part of our adoption of new things. Well, work has been a great place to bring this, and I just got recently assigned to a new project that is going to allow me to bring this to a much broader audience, and I'm super excited about that. And as I get to bring this, we develop the training for the solution that we're going to be bringing out to them. Right. And this is huge, right? This is we're going to change the way we communicate. We're going to modernize. We're going to blah, blah, blah. But it's going to be a stretch for a lot of people. And so I'm really excited that as we introduce this to them and as we're asking them to stretch, we're going to give a name to it. We're going to give them the hashtag, it's okay to be new. We're going to let them know that when they're feeling that sort of moment, there's a name to it. And I'm super excited. Should be rolling out in the next few weeks. I can't say more than that because I don't know where the boundary is on the non-disclosure agreement I signed with the company, but I wanted Elle to let you know that I'm excited and that this is happening. I also think that we can apply this lesson more broadly, right? This is a podcast episode dedicated to Elle. You guys can listen. Thank you guys for listening. But in general, what are you grateful for? Can you find the person that helped you learn something, develop something, and go back and say thank you? It doesn't have to be the mentor that changed your life, but just find somebody to say thank you for today. My message of thanks is going out to Elle. She's been thanked on a few episodes, but this one's really cool. It's the sort of project where it feels like a hobby, right? So I'm spending more time on it than I probably should for my mental health. I woke up at I normally wake up at 6 a.m. In the past couple days, it's ooh, I can put this together for that. Ooh, I can put this together for it. So they definitely picked the guy who's the most excited about this thing. And that's a good thing. But it's one of those, I'm asking people to be stretched. And I know I'm asking people to be stretched. And now I have a way to ask them to be stretched where they can feel more comfortable with it. And they can feel like they're not alone, especially nowadays where we're not physically together. Stretching people individually can sometimes make them feel like they're the only ones. And we're not. We definitely aren't. I keep learning new things every week. I hope you guys do too. This is going to be a video episode, so it's going to go up on YouTube. So Elle, hopefully you watch it on there and you can see my face and the shiny blue background, right? This is not a green screen. This is actually the sky. Who would have thought? All right. Thank you guys very much for listening. If you like this episode, share it with somebody else that you know. If you want to subscribe, find us on your favorite app or head on over to YouTube or go over to parkingthought.com, click on the subscribe links, right? And we've got all those things curated for you. At the end of every episode, I get to issue an amazing challenge, right? To remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?